Speaker!
Order, order. Parliament sitting under urgency with enough work to keep MPs in the chamber until Saturday if the opposition goes for a filibuster. An early sign that Labour's in the mood for a go-slow came after question time when their MPs put down 24 questions for committee chairman, mostly asking routine questions about how many submissions have been received on various bills. That took up about 20 minutes at the end of the usual daily dozen questions for ministers, clearing the way for the government's leader of the House to move the urgency motion.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the first reading of the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service Amendment Bill, the third reading of the Ngāti Apa North Island Claims Settlement Bill, the first readings of the Weathertight Homes Resolution Service Financial Assistance Package Amendment Bill, the Building Amendment Bill number 3, the Telecommunication.
A dozen bills in all, 6 first readings, 4 with 2 more stages to go, 1 second reading and 1 third reading. First up, after the government won the vote on the urgency motion with the help of its support parties, ACT, the Māori Party and United Future, was the first reading of a bill to give the Security Intelligence Service more powers ahead of next year's Rugby World Cup. The bill is in the name of the Attorney General, Christopher Finlayson, who said it had 3 objectives.
First, the provisions will maintain the operational effectiveness of the Security Intelligence Service by updating the warrant scheme to continue to allow for the use of modern technical methods of surveillance. Secondly, the provisions will maintain protections for those acting under warrant, including those exercising entry powers. Thirdly, the provisions will also improve operational efficiency by allowing a more flexible process for persons assisting under warrant.
Mr. Finlayson revealed that the government had had a change of heart on allowing public submissions on the bill.
To enable members of the public to contribute, it will be recommended to the members of the Intelligence and Security Committee that public submissions should be invited on the bill and arrangements made to hear submitters who wish to appear before the committee.
But there was a word of caution from Labour's David Parker.
There will be times where the justification for powers such as these that are sought might include instances of where these powers have been used previously that the Security Intelligence Service think it's appropriate that members of Parliament learn about, but they don't think it's appropriate that it be advertised through the newspapers effectively if there was public reporting of that. And that's a delicate balance for Parliament to tread, because we want to maintain as much openness as possible, but at the same time we don't want to be so open that we actually inhibit the fair operation of the Security Intelligence Service, or make it more likely that they won't be as open with the Select Committee as we would hope they would be.
David Parker said Labour would support the bill, but they won't be joined by the Greens, represented in the debate by their Foreign Affairs spokesman Keith Lock.
The Green Party will be voting against the New Zealand Security Intelligence Amendment Bill. But before I explain why, I wish to register a protest about the way the bill is being rushed through the parliamentary process. The passage of this bill is accompanied by an unnecessary level of secrecy. There was no advance publicity about the bill before it was tabled in the House, nor any public consultations as to its contents, unlike other bills. The regulatory impact statement accompanying the bill says that, quote, because of the operational sensitivity of the proposals, public consultation on the proposals was not undertaken, end quote. This is simply not a valid excuse. There is nothing in the bill that is of an operationally sensitive nature. It is all about the powers that the SIS are to be given and the processes it has to conform to. After this first reading in the Parliament, the bill will go off to the Secret Intelligence and Security Committee for consideration. As things stand, the public and the media won't be allowed into that committee to hear the exchanges between submitters and committee members. Hopefully this will change.
The Prime Minister's earlier opposition to public hearings was noted by Labour's Pete Hodgson.
I would simply say to the Prime Minister that it is not okay to be beholden to the wisdom, or at least the advice, of SIS folk, who of course are going to say we want to be heard in secret. Of course they're going to say we don't want any hearings to be made public. Of course they're going to not want transparency on their watch, because that's not their style, it's not their history, it's not where they've come from, it's why they're called spooks.
The Security Intelligence Service Amendment Bill was given a first reading by 111 votes to 9, the Greens the only party in opposition. But Labour then crossed back to reduce the majority for sending it to the Special Security Committee, established in 1996, to 64 votes to 56. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.